انت بتسمع 90 اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in the Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lomis Simmery from Heal Your Voice on 90s FM.
Heal Your Voice مع لميس السمري كل يوم سبت الساعة 10:15 بالليل على 90s FM.
Good evening to all beautiful listeners. You're now listening to Heal Your Voice with Lomis Simmery on 90s FM. Every Saturday at 9:45 p.m., this show presents you an unique, famous, and underground rock, metal, and alternative music. Plus, we'll talk about the band's history and each band's album process. In today's episode, we'll continue about underrated bands or up-and-coming bands, as we talked about underrated bands list in one of our previous episodes. This time will be about underrated European bands from England and France. Firstly, let's check to our first band in today's list. Is a band from Cardiff, Wales, was formed by four members in 2015. And although they had faced lineup changes, but if you're a fan of My Chemical Romance and Post Manor, you'll like this band. Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back. I know I'm out of sight.
Out of mind,
Welcome back to Hail Your Voice with Lamis Simmery on 90s FM. This was Afterlife by Welsh post-hardcore band Holding Absence, a second single and fourth track from their second album, The Greatest Mistake of My Life. The background meaning is according to a track-by-track video interview with Rocksound, vocalist Lucas Woodland explained, Afterlife is about feeling like somebody's ghost is watching over you, and this is a theme that occurs quite often with this within this record is death, but learning from it. Grief is obviously a very hard thing. This is the hardest thing on earth to go through, but there is always a lesson to be learned within it. And I think that was a really poignant part of this song. Holding Absence, a current lineup consists of vocalist Lucas Woodland, guitarist Scott Carey, bassist Benjamin Elliott, and drummer Ashley Green. As there's no original members. Okay, let's get into a brief history of Holding Absence. In 2015, Holding Absence was originally formed by vocalist Zach Vernon, guitarist Giorgio Cantorati, and Faisal El-Khazargi, bassist James Joseph, after leaving the former band Oceans Apart, according to an interview with the Already Heard the website. However, a year later, a lineup change happened when vocalist Zach Vernon left and formed another band called Parting Gift, and he was replaced by following with style vocalist Lucas Woodland and drummer Ashley Green and joined later to the band. At the same year when the band was completely formed, they released the debut single Permanent. Shortly after, they released their second single, Dream of Me, which both gained the attention of US-based record label Sharpton Records, as they signed with Sharptone Records in 2017, as there was a lineup change when guitarist Giorgio Cantorati left Holding Absence. The following few years were spent touring the UK at Download Festival in Donington. Soon after Download, they released their third single called The Penance. In late 2017, the band toured the UK again. Soon after, they released their fourth single, Heaven Knows. Both albums are lyrical content is about the human experiences such as love, heartbreak, death, and traumas. Plus, Holding Absence announced a surprise split with label mates Loathe, This Is The One, which was released on February 16, 2018, accompanied by unique co-headlined tour with the two bands. Okay, let's take a break with their new single, and we'll be back. We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lamis Simmery on 90s FM. This was a Crooked Melody. A first single was released on April 6th this year. The background meaning is, according to Kerrang! Magazine, Lucas Woodland said about it, is a simple song about a denial. It's a lie we tell ourselves every night to help us sleep, but deep down we know the truth. The big difference between A Crooked Melody and a lie, however, is that it's sweet, enchanting, and it's easier to swallow. Let's continue. They faced a lineup change after returning from This As One tour, when a founding member and guitarist Faisal Enkhazaragi left the band, who later joined the Loathe as a bassist, and he was replaced by Woodland's school friend and Falling With Style guitarist Scott Carey, and another guitarist Chris Smitheram, who left in the following year. At the same year, the band went on to win the Cardiff Music Awards for Best Breakthrough Band, and being nominated at the Heavy Music Awards for the Best UK Breakdown Band. Okay, within the first album, appeared in March 2019. It was a product of two different bouts of recording with two different lineups. Still, the singles Like a Shadow and Will to boost their profile, and the record garnered the positive reviews. While the rest of 2019 was spent touring the continent again, 2020 was a productive year in the studio and saw them create until on April 16th, 2021, they released their second album, The Greatest Mistake of My Life. The title came from a cover version recorded by Woodland's uncle of the song The Greatest Mistake of My Life, which was originally by a singer from 50s, Dame Gracie Fields. Plus, Lucas, Woodland's sister, is featured in one of the tracks from this album. However, before the record was released, James Joseph, bassist, departed to focus on a project with his housemate under the moniker James and the Cold Gun, and he was replaced by a former Falling With Style, Benjamin Elliott, on August 15, 2022. Holding Absence released a second split EP, The Lost and the Longing, with an Australian metalcore band, Alpha Wolf. Okay, let's take a break with the first single from the second album, the second band. And we'll be back.
Talking to myself, but I can hear and it's feeling. My face is all in concrete. It's a problem, take control, and I just cannot compete. My brain is running with sleep. Me, I'm just talking to myself, but I can hear everything. My face is all in concrete. It's a problem, take control, and I just cannot compete.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Simmery on 90s FM. This was Lost in a Wave by French metalcore in our list, the second band from our list, Landmarks. The first single and the first track from their second album, Lost in the Waves, which was released on March 19th, 2021. This band, if you're a fan of Linkin Park, Bring Me Horizon, Architects, and Beartooth, you like this band. Okay, let's get into Landmarks' current lineup consists of vocalist Florence Salfati, guitarist Nicolas Exposito, and Paul Cordebard, bassist Rudy Burkhardt, and drummer Kevin D'Agostino. Okay, Landmark was formed in 2014 in Marseille, France, by two members. For 2 years, the band composed songs, recorded, and started playing local shows. The shows by sharing the bill with bands such as First Blood, More Than Life, and Little by Little, Landmarks started making a name for themselves in the French metalcore scene. During this time, the band released singles and videos to help build up their fan base. In May 2016, Landmarks independently released their first album, Hollow, which was produced by band members Florence Salfati and Nicolas Exposito, which attracted attention and helped secure festival appearances. In 2018, the band signed with German label Arising Empire for the second studio album, Fantasy. The band played in Japan, embarked on headline tours, and hit the road with While She Sleeps, Stay From The Path, and Any Given Day. But when the COVID lockdown ended in France, the band assembled within its vocalist studio, Homeless Records, for the third album, Lost in the Wave. Okay, let's take a break before introducing you to our third band, and we'll be back.
I feel like, yes! I feel like, 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 do you feel like this? This? Not that. Is that the fact that I feel like this? I'm lost in the deep unknown.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Death featuring Drew York from Straight From The Path, a first single and first track from Lost In The Waves Complete Edition, which was released on March 18th, 2022. Okay, let's get into a third band from Hertford, the UK, and if you're a fan of Ginger, Thai artist Murr and Miss Sugar, you'll like this band. Vex was performed in 2018 by three members, vocalist Megan Target, guitarist J.A. Bacon, and drummer William Mason Garagetti. As they had been playing music together in an old band for a few years ago, until they left for a different direction and started playing their own style. In 2019, they wrote a few singles and released them independently, such as Dominate and Elite featuring C.J. McMahon from the Thai artist Murr. And they started working with tone management. They performed in Europe and decided to include bassist Al Harper as a permanent bassist. Until in 2021, they signed with Napalm Death and released their debut album, The Calling Culture, which its lyrical content revolves about Target's experiences with mental health victimization, self-image distortion. And this album has received positive reviews from critics. Unfortunately, we're reaching to our closing time, but before it ends, I'll leave you with a new single, which will be a second track in their new album, Negative Energy. And this album will be released next week on June 22nd this year, and I believe this album be huge as their debut album. Okay, write down your messages and opinions on 90s FM's Facebook and Instagram page. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and my recommendation to you, you rock and hail your voice. Have a great night. Salam.
Anti-fetish.